And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, man, like just saving the world one soundbite at a time. So I'm doing this next dipper here. I'm calling it Actions Have Consequences. Actions Have Consequences. So there's a series of them. I mean, I'm looking at several stories. As I was resourcing the show this morning, I thought, well, they found out, didn't they? Or look at that one. They got called out on the carpet. And I thought, you know what? I got a whole segment brewing here. So I just grabbed it and put it all together, and it's called Actions Have Consequences. The first one, the one that caught my attention that opened the door for this dipper. Do you remember when Democrat Congressman Jamal Bowman, Jamal Bowman, who thought it would be a cool idea to pull the fire alarm, and then later on realized, oh, crap, there's surveillance cameras. They have pictures of me pulling the fire alarm. Oh, crap, it gets worse. What do I say? How about this? I'll lie to the cameras. Yeah, I thought that would help me open the door. What? How many times have you gone in and out that door, sir? And you just now thought that maybe the fire alarm is what you need to be able to get in and out the door? Well, this door is usually, you know, it's locked and I couldn't get to where I had to go. And I thought if I pulled the fire alarm, it might help me get through. Whatever. Anyway, the dude got called out on it. He got called out hard. Democrats had no idea how to protect the man. And so, believe it or not, it's actually going forward to criminal prosecution. Representative Jamal Bowman, according to the Post-Millennial here, has been ordered to appear before the Superior Court of the District of Columbia on Thursday after he pulled a fire alarm to delay proceedings in the Cannon Building in September. Judicial summons dictates or states that Bowman has been charged with a false fire alarm, which is a misdemeanor charge in the District of Columbia, with punishment of up to 6 months in prison, a fine, or both. But he's not going to go to prison. Anyway, Bowman's been ordered to appear before the court's criminal division at 9:30. Noncompliance could result in his arrest. So, yeah, so this whole thing is just nuts. But I'll give you one more on it. 1819 News ran a piece that came out this morning. Our own Representative Gary Palmer, who was on the show yesterday, said that U.S. Representative Jamal Bowman should be expelled from Congress after being charged with pulling the fire alarm. So according to Axios's congressional reporter Andrew Solander, Capitol Police have now concluded the investigation, and a spokesman for Bowman says that the AG agreed to withdraw the charges in exchange for a public apology and a $1,000 fine. But Palmer, he's having none of it. Do not let him just get away with this, is the thought process, obviously. He wants him expelled from Congress. I got a caller on the line. Let me grab that real quick. Is that Jeff? Jeff Rowe from Indiana. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good, bud.
Yeah. What's going on? What's on your mind?
Hey, you know, if I was convicted of trying to interfere in a governmental proceedings on January 6th, I didn't have it reduced to what this guy got, then I would be saying, you know, this is a miscarriage of justice. That would be my main defense right now, actually, that how can you charge me with this when you have clear-cut what he was doing? And he's not charged with the same crime, which he should be, because that's exactly what was his intention.
Well, Jeff, there's one legal grounds upon which your whole argument is flawed. He's a Democrat.
Yeah, and the court's a Democrat too, isn't it?
he gets a pass because he's a liberal. That's the way this works. You know, the other one Jeff. Remember the protesters that occupied the rotunda? A week or so ago, pro-Palestinian, and they were disrupting everything, and they had to be dragged out one by one by the police. And I'm wondering, was it an insurrection or not?
It sounds like it to me. I mean, you know, it's in fact more disruptive than what the other people did, I think.
That's the new standard, right? That's the way I thought this worked.
Well, I guess, you know, the thing about it is that it just boggles my mind that how can we rewrite the ship, you know, since it's this one justice system that we cannot overcome no matter if we're in power or we're not. It seems like it's always against the Republican and the Democrat skates.
Well, that often seems to be the way of the world right now. And I don't know, you know, I look at that January 6th commission, and of course we had those two just obnoxious so-called Republicans, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, who sat on there as tokens. What they really were was never Trumpers, and they wanted the opportunity. But But I look at that whole thing and think, what a farce. They spent a year declaring new standards for what should be considered an insurrection, holding people without due process, not even having their charges fully in place. And you know, if their cell phone pinged a tower within the range of the Capitol, they were brought in for questioning. And then some of them are now in jail. One guy wasn't even there, and he's doing 10 years.
These are political prisoners.
I would agree.
Is what political prisoners look like in the United States. I know you hate me saying this, but there is something in the Constitution that gives us rectify the problem. But the problem is that the Republicans, we don't do it like Democrats. They go out there and they tear up things and burn things down when they don't get their way, and Republicans just stand there and basically let them do it. And you know, when things happen to us, we just peaceably go by. It just can't keep going that route eventually unless things change. And I know, you know, I hate to say that, but that's what it's going to come to eventually.
Well, if they try to actually repeal the Second Amendment or take firearms, then I think you got a whole new day, bro. But
I just wonder what they're going to do if Trump gets put in jail or basically charged and stuff, because there's a lot of people out there that sees what's going on and everything. And with the many followers he has and loyal followers, there's going to be probably some burning in the streets if he gets charged.
I would not doubt it. And I think they're playing with fire, no pun intended. I think they're playing with fire by trying to bring this constant battery of spurious allegations against him and making him have to spend his entire campaign season in court. But listen, man, we're going to head to a break here momentarily. You be safe on the road. Where are you at right now?
I'm down here about the 25 in Tennessee.
All right. All right, dude, be safe. We'll talk to you soon, Jeff.
Have a good one, Phil.
You too, man. Joe from Birmingham just texted in again and says, I saw that Bud Light is sponsoring UFC fights now. Did you see that? Yeah, which bothers my mind. He says, since Bud Light is sponsoring UFC in the pink corner, Dylan in the pink corner, Sylvia from Birmingham. Yeah. Ronnie from Athens. Ronnie from Athens says, if you're going home, it's go home time pretty much for some of y'all. So if you're going home on 565 westbound, it's a parking lot. So apparently there's been something that's happened on I-565 in the Huntsville listening area. Be advised. John from Harvest says, Phil, as they play stupid games, they win stupid prizes. There's that. Chuck from Oneida, Tennessee, they won't do anything to Bowman. He's talking about the guy, Jamal Bowman, that pulled the fire alarm. And he's going to pay a fine. He's going to have a misdemeanor on his record. And he's going to, have to write an apology or something nonsensical like that. But, yeah, that's about it. And they won't do anything to expel him from Congress, I guarantee you. Anyway. All right, listen, I got more of these. I mean, like this, more of these where you look at it and go, okay, so actions actually have consequences. Maybe you should know that. And there are things that are happening, not all of which is good. Not all of which is good. I'm just saying. I mean, some of it I look at and go, well, they did a thing. And guess what? We get to pay the price. There's a few of those mixed in here, too. You want to call it in or text it in, you're welcome to it. Lots of news out there we've been talking about today. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. And folks, I'm just going to tell you, keep your eyes on the horizon. It's a crazy time that we're in right now. But I do believe that God is sovereign. He is still in charge. I have not given way to anything other than that notion right there. But it does not mean we don't keep our heads on a swivel, keep our powder dry, and our families safe. All right, we're taking a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Kentuckians out there, you are listening to... And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, you know, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, right here, Alabama. I'm talking about y'all. This show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, keep in mind, too, we had one of our texters texting in a minute ago. Ronnie from Athens says, I-565, if you're in our Huntsville listening area and you are in go-home mode on 565 westbound, you might want to find alternative travel arrangements because he says I-565 is a parking lot right now. That's not good. So blessings on you as we go into go-home mode. You know, I'm in this number two of the Triple Dipper. It's been a full show. We'll see if I get points deducted by John because I don't think I'm going to get to Dipper number three, Boom.
I'm totally getting points deducted.
Maybe I lead off with it tomorrow.
Yeah, right. Maybe. There is a chance.
Come on.
There is a chance. You could lead off with it.
I could.
It could be the leadoff batter.
I could.
We'll see.
I tell you who does a better job of getting things done, apparently, is our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, y'all, they not only sponsor the Right Side Way monologue, they are a sponsor of this show in general, and they are a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of our listening area. So Southern Immediate Care, y'all, they are open 7 days a week. They are incredibly professional. They can take care of any age patient. I mean, you walk in pediatric all the way up to geriatric, they don't care. They'll take walk-ins. They'll take appointments. You can get your shots. You can do, you know, your x-rays right there on the spot. And they've got locations in and around the area, places like Gadsden, Atala, Anniston, five locations around the Birmingham area. I'm just telling you, Southern Immediate Care, this is who I use. And I don't say that lightly, and I don't say it because they just advertise. I've been using them since way before they ever advertised. Why? Because I know the guy that owns the chain. He's a Right Side ruffian, and he's a good doctor. And so I use them myself. Every time I've walked in the door to a Southern Immediate Care facility, it's been clean, professional, friendly. I'm just saying. You wake up on a Saturday morning and someone's got a fever. Do you wait till Monday? No, they're open 7 days a week. Southern Immediate Care. Find the location nearest to you online. Head on down there if you need them. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. All right, the text message is still coming in. I'll get a few more of those before the show's over. But so back on this actions have consequences. Corinne Jean-Pierre, that glass ceiling breaking, what did she do before she had the White House gig, press secretary? She really raised a lot of eyebrows the other day. I mean, she's the most petulant person I've ever seen at the microphone. She goes up there, and you can tell she has a look of disdain on her face. It's like she hates her job, and she hates the people for whom she's supposed to do her job. Her job is to convey the administration's talking points and to answer questions and to field questions. She does not like to field questions. How dare you ask me that question, you silly man. I shall move on and go to someone else. I mean, it's just awful to watch her sometimes. But on Monday, it was even further. On Monday, she was asked about credible threats against Jewish Americans about increasing anti-Semitism. And she went on to talk about hate-fueled attacks against Muslim and Arab Americans. She didn't even address the situation with anti-Semitism and the number of protests we're seeing on campuses and things that are happening. She just flipped the question to, well, I think it's fair to say that there have been hate-fueled attacks against Muslims and Arab Americans for decades. And everybody's like, what? We're in the wake of what just happened in Israel. We got protests calling for intifada in the streets of America in some places. Well, she apparently got called on the carpet. You know why I know? Because she had to come out and crawfish in public. Somebody in the back room said, what are you doing? And they made her clarify. And it was obvious she didn't want to. So her excuse, she misheard the question. Oh, I'm sorry. What part of anti-Semitism sounds a lot like Muslim Americans? she comes in and says, all right, I want to make something clear at the top because I understand how important moral clarity is, especially at this time. And she says, so when Jews are targeted because of their beliefs or their identities, then Israel is singled out because of anti-Jewish hatred. That's anti-Semitism, and that is unacceptable. Well, thank you, Karine Jean-Pierre. She says there's no place for anti-Semitism, full stop, period. It's important to the president, it's important to me personally, and to everyone in the administration, which is why I misheard the question and got called on the carpet. And since actions have consequences, I have to come back out now and eat crow in front of all of you, you silly, silly reporters who make me have to do my job. All right, next one. So apparently, and maybe they wanted it, maybe they wanted this, but I found this story on the Free Beacon, Dateline yesterday. Free Beacon, two New York lawmakers, both members of the New York State Senate, were just arrested. Pray tell why. Because they were at a Democrat Socialists of America rally, flaunting their anti-Semitism and blocking traffic. And I guess they thought, since they were state senators, they could just do this with impunity. No, they were arrested. Why? Because actions have consequences. This is New York State Senator Jabari Brisport and New York City Councilwoman Shahana Hanif, both Democrats, among 139 anti-Israel prosecutors or protesters, who blocked traffic on Fifth Avenue during the Ceasefire Now rally for Gaza. Well, how'd that go for you? Not that well. They got arrested. So, do they care? Maybe it's a badge of honor for them. I don't know. Maybe they think of themselves as, like the civil rights protesters who expected to get arrested because that was part of their protest. I doubt it. I think they went down there thinking that they were going to just do the thing. Everybody would sit there and just watch. Nope. Not going to happen. All right. Actions have consequences. Sometimes, though, those actions that are ridiculous on their face wind up affecting a lot of other people. Sometimes you might want to think through the second and third order effects of what you do. Like, how about this? Story on the Daily Caller. Dateline yesterday. We are out of bullets. The Biden administration fears the return of $5 per gallon gasoline after they drained the strategic oil reserves. I look at that when it was happening. I thought, what are you doing? We're not in a crisis right now. Do we want lower priced oil? Yeah, but all you did was gain a week or two. What did they do? They drained it. It's down to like negligible levels. A director of the research at Energy Aspects told the New York Times, they succeeded last year in the second half, but this year I think they've kind of run out of bullets. Biden opted to release 180 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in 2021 and 2022, which caused political headaches for Biden. But now we can't restock it. Who gets to bear the brunt of that? That would be us. Do you think for a second that the Biden's going to have any problem at all putting gas in their vehicles? No. If there winds up being a crisis and we can't field our way through the crisis using the Strategic Petroleum Reserves, then guess who has the consequences of his actions? That'd be me and you. There's that one. Last one I got, and I like this one better. So Hamas decided to have their day, right? October 7th will be the 9/11 for Israel forever. In fact, if you get down to it, it's just another 9/11 for them. It's not like Israel hasn't been through this throughout its millennial histories. But Israel's Secret Service, they don't play. The Shin Bet, they do not play. And they have decided right now that they were forming a new task force, a new unit. Headline Daily Wire, Dateline yesterday, Israel creates an elite unit to hunt down and kill every person involved in the October 7th terror attack. That's what I'm talking about. Jerusalem Post reports that Shin Bet established the unit, named it, I don't know how to pronounce it, Nilai, which is an acronym in Hebrew for the eternity of Israel will not lie. And what they're saying here is they filled it with operatives, intelligence personnel, and given it additional funding. And just like they did when the terrorists killed Israeli Olympic athletes, some many years ago. They went back and tracked every one of them down and killed them one at a time. We're talking about hundreds in this case, hundreds of Hamas operatives. But they have video footage. They have the ability to do facial recognition. They have any number of other pieces of evidence, and they're going to find them. And those that don't get found will just remain on a list until they are found. And they're telling you right now, actions have consequences, and we're coming for you. And I'm telling you right now, those Hamas dudes, they need to be watching over their shoulders at every turn because the Shin Bet does not play. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll take the break, come back, and take the last of your text messages and close out the day. I didn't get to dipper number three. Pray tell, what will John from Huntsville ever say to me? I wait in fear and trembling for my grades. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, you know, making common sense like a superpower up in here. Hey, I tell you what, who else has got a lot of common sense? They do things really well. My friends at ZLA Solutions, these are indeed my friends. I know them personally. And they own a company right now that is really making waves with big name employers all over our listening area and beyond. ZLA Solutions, they can come in and help you make your business better. That's their goal in life. They will provide all kinds of business opportunity solutions. They can do things like logistics, warehousing, name it. But their bread and butter, finding the people you need, staffing. They can help you with finding the right people for the right jobs. Two or three people is all you need, they can do that. A whole shift, they can do that too. The recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. ZLA Solutions, you check them out at ZLAUSA.com. That's their website. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And do me a favor, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. What happened to the text messages? They just went boom. All right. Yeah, they did. Thank you. I did not know what was happening in my headphones when you did that because I didn't see you pushing the button. Several. Let's see what we got here. Brian from Huntsville again says, one station unit training at Fort Knox on fire guard. I did something silly back in 85, not pulling a fire alarm. He said, I set a faucet to drip to keep me awake, and it kept everyone awake. And the drill sergeant told me that I came down with a bad case of the, and I won't say what the rest of it is. Louis from Arab, the worst thing a good man can do is stand by and do nothing when he sees evil happening. Thank you, brother. You are so correct. That's my monologue for today. If you missed the monologue, by the way, amazing story. Stories from history. There's still a place in Switzerland called St. Maurice. There's the Abbey of St. Maurice, which is 1,500 years old there. It is named for the patron of the infantry. And so I was inducted into the Order of St. Maurice. You go check out the history, Order of St. Maurice. Maurice was a Christian who was a commander of the Theban Legion in the Roman army. But when he refused to sacrifice to pagan gods and his men followed him, they all gave their lives to stand up for what they believed in. Great story. My monologue tells it. You're welcome to find. Monologues are always available along with the rest of the show. If you want to repodcast it or hear it again, you can find our podcast almost anywhere. Boomer puts it up every evening. So check it out. Right Side Radio podcast. Thomas from Athens. Regarding unanimous election of, hang on, where are we at here? Regarding the unanimous election of Mike Rogers, conservative, Christian, and not Dem friendly, do you think? I think you mean Mike Johnson. He says, do you think there may be gnashing of Dems' teeth for persisting and not supporting moderates like Emmer to rather benefit from reps? Okay, I think what he's saying is this. Are the Dems having buyer's remorse? Mm. You know, that's the thing. Matt Gaetz is the one who brought the vote to dethrone McCarthy, but it took the Democrats to really make it happen with him. So some are saying, oh, crap. Democrats are realizing, oh, man, we're better off with McCarthy. And so, yeah, I hope they are feeling that way, Thomas. Rap from Athens says, actions no longer have consequences. Some people, that's the problem. Hate to say it, but nothing changes till good people start doing bad things. Till good people start doing bad things. Okay, I see what you're saying. Rich from the Shoals says, I hope they dip their knives and bullets in pork grease. You know what he's talking about there. That's the, yeah, I hear you. Wes from Huntsville, I'm at the point where I don't trust any Muslim, he says. You think even, well, I can't go there because I've got Muslim friends and they do not have extremist views at all. You know, I wish they knew Jesus like I did, but the reality is they've chosen a different faith-based system, but they're not out there calling for death to Israel, death to America. So I can't go with you there, Wes. And then John from Huntsville is in with the grades. Boomer, pray tell, what will we have?
He says, let's see.
McQueen gets a B minus.
Ha!
I am shocked by this. McQueen gets a B minus because she didn't ask you a question and she didn't have a stupid story of the day.
McQueen was fairly quiet today.
She did appear to be caught off guard by the questions. I think, I'll be honest with you, and I say this with all sincerity, though, really. She's got a sweet spirit, and I think that story bothered her about the shooting.
Well, yeah, because it hits home when you know somebody is so close to something like that.
Yeah, that was an amazing thing to hear her talk about her friend who was in that theater.
Yeah.
But John goes on to say, Boomer, your performance today was near perfection, so you get an A double plus.
Yes.
Phil, I would normally take off 10 points for failing to complete the triple dipper 2 days in a row, but I'm going to let Boomer decide if I should deduct the points from your grade, because if I don't, you're co-champions with an A double plus.
I'll let you be co-champions.
Thank you, brother.
Come on.
Appreciate you. Co-champion for the day.
And I'm proud of you for making your picks, so that's why I'm going to let you be co-champion.
I made my pick-ems. We'll see if any of them win. By the way, if you're not familiar, we do have, Boomer did set up our NCAA pick'ems. So usually by Thursday, it's just a good idea to get it done, but I have forgotten 2 weeks.
In a row.
I was with my grandbabies. I had things going on, you know? That's a guy to do.
It's
anyway,
okay.
But anyway, I did miss 2 weeks, so I'm never going to catch up. But today, when I was doing my pick'ems this morning,
yeah,
I just clued into the fact that I can see the percentages of who's picked what on the side, going down the side of the page.
Kind of see who's picked how much.
Yeah.
Doesn't work.
No, I know that. But I had two or three where I was like, I don't know. And I glanced to the right and went, oh, everybody else thinks it's that one. Okay. And I am such a crowd follower, I went ahead and went with it.
Everybody else is doing it.
Actually, it just went to what the law would call, it went to the weight, not the admissibility.
Right.
So it helped me weight my answer.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, it's been a great show today. Do keep your eyes on the prize, all right? This is a crazy, dangerous world, and it's don't get down on it, all right? You know, we talked about that earlier during Boomer McQueen. You know, McQueen even said, makes you wonder, do you want to go to a bowling alley right now? Do you want to go? And I would just say this, we got to live. And if we let bad guys keep us in our house, then they've killed our lives without killing us, if you know what I'm saying. So live. Live and live large, all right? And don't think for a second that God's not in control, because he is. He is absolutely in control. He never gave up the throne. And the fact that bad things happen is not a sign that he's not paying attention. That's a sign of our fallen world, but the day's coming when he's going to rectify all of that. In the meantime, just know this. He's got your back. Get out there and live. Be a part of it. Don't shirk from it. Don't shy away from it. Don't cloister yourself. We're told in Hebrews 10:24 that we should encourage one another to love and good deeds and not forsake our assembling together as some are wont to do. I'm just saying, get out there and live. And pray for the people of Maine right now, because the guy is still at large and we're watching. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys have an amazing night. We're back here tomorrow at 2. See you then.